I'm Marianne Zalesnik in Ohio's 1st District, located in the city of Cincinnati. I visited Fountain Square today in the heart of the downtown Central Business District. The district traditionally votes Republican, but backed President Obama in 2008. People here have strong opinions about the deal on the debt ceiling and whether it's ultimately good for the country. Susan Anthony is 58, and she doesn't support President Obama. But she applauded the work of House Speaker John Boehner, who's from nearby Westchester.
I think he did a pretty good job of helping coalesce a final decision. I'm thrilled that he's from this area and has played such an important leadership role.
Ladarius Hafford agrees and says Boehner is trying, but Republicans have gone too far.
Some things we could do away with. We need to cut down as far as people. We do overspend a lot. We do live beyond our means. But some of the things we really need.
Hafford says Social Security, parks, and libraries are important, and he hopes they won't suffer because of the deal. As for President Obama, Hafford says,
get a little bit of backbone because I did vote for him, and I'm just hoping he forces something.
Marsha Ernst, a Democrat from Mount Vernon, just outside of Columbus, says she gets $318 a month from Social Security. Money, she says, she hopes won't go away because she paid into the program for years. She says as Boehner negotiated the debt ceiling deal, he was in a tough spot.
I think he was caught between a rock and a hard place, and I think that Tea Party is driving his party right into the ground. I think they are ruining America. I am very upset with them. I think they are very single-minded, and they're single-minded to a fault.
Dan Olahan is a Democrat, but has a different view of the Tea Party. He says it's been important because somebody had to stop the spending.
The spending is out of hand. It's crazy. I mean, it's absolutely so, but then this is the way you, how do you cut it?
He also says he likes President Obama.
I think he's playing it right. And he's going to be another term president.
With so many differences of opinion in Ohio, a bellwether state, both parties may have a lot of work to do here before 2012. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Zalesnik in Cincinnati.